How about a wet weather creek? But it's dry. Dry most of the time when it rains.
Like a wash, maybe?
Yeah.
Or I'm not sure.
How about a draw?
That's in place names, but I've never.
What's that?
The word draw, place name is what they use that.
All right. How about the one for the, there's a dam that has the grand.
Oh, a gorge? Or?
A gorge, or that's good, but there's another one, grand.
The Grand Coulee Dam?
Yeah, okay. Is the Coulee, is the word Coulee used in Utah? For just a small,
no.
Wet, no, you wouldn't call a wet weather creek a coulee.
No.
Okay. What is a meadow?
It's.
I shouldn't have asked. I should have gotten the word from you. So.
Oh, it would be hard talking about Utah. I would come up with the word meadow. I think.
Yeah.
It's usually a place in the spring where. Around water where there's grass.
Okay.
Usually a break in the trees or something.
Okay. How about this? Does that have anything to do with mountains?
Well, that would be the only place in Utah where there would be a meadow.
Okay. That's good. How about the word park?
No.
What does that mean?
Well, we talked about this before, but I'm not familiar with the term. A large stretch of grazing land or pasture land.
What? It doesn't mean that to you?
No.
What does it mean?
Park is, you know, just something the city has set aside.
I see, yeah. Or a state or national.
Yeah.
How about the term basin? Does the term basin have any meaning? As a landform.
Well, Utah's in the Great Basin. Mm-hmm. I guess the Great Salt Lake is the bottom of the Great Basin.
Do you call that, do you use that term?
The Great Basin?
Well, I mean, Great Basin, yeah, but you don't use the term basin. Are there other basins around? Landforms?
Once again, that's in place names, but generally, I mean, valley is.
Okay, right.
Used
okay,
more
that's,
often.
That's good. But all three of those are supposedly useful in Wyoming.
Really?
Yeah, all three of those, meadow, park, and basin. Now, in a part of the country where it is wet, and in wetland, the place where you go to hunt ducks and so forth, is a lot of what?
Marshland.
Okay. How about
a marsh
or the Okefenokee's?
A swamp.
Yeah, you don't have anything remotely.
No.
Nothing. Probably nothing in the anywhere in the
there's,
Rockies.
There's no swamps. There are lakes,
okay.
But
yeah. How about a flat-topped hill?
A butte.
Yeah. Do you use that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other?
Or mesa.
Okay. What's a mesa? How does a mesa differ from a butte?
I think they're basically the same thing. Mesa is just the Spanish word for table.
Okay. All right. Something with that protrudes out might be called
A promontory or a cliff.
Yeah, in the plural.
Cliffs.
Yeah. You don't use that term much.
Yeah, they have in the southern part of the state.
How about an irrigation ditch? Do you have any special name for an irrigation ditch?
No, I mean, that would be the term, I think.
All right, what?
Irrigation ditch.
Just call it irrigation?
Just a ditch.
Or just plain...
Canal.
All right, yeah, okay.
Although in Utah, I think the older, most people would pronounce that canal.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's just like the...
Like corral.
Yeah, that's interesting.